On Monday this week, the World Anti-Doping Agency handed down its strongest sanction ever by announcing its decision to ban Russia from World Sporting Championships for 4 years. Russia has a cloudy history when it comes to sports doping, and in fact this entire saga started back in 2014 when Russia was accused of state-sponsored doping at the Sochi Winter Games. Russian athletes who can prove they had not benefited from doping will be allowed to compete at the international events under a neutral flag. On the line, we have Demi Patterson, a sports dietitian from the Australian Institute of Sport, to chat about this a bit more. Demi, thank you so much for taking the time out of your morning to chat with us here.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
So does Australia have their own anti-doping agency? And what have they how have they responded in light of Monday's announcement?
Yes, so we do. We have the Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority, or it's also called ASADA, and they released a statement on Monday following the World Anti-Doping Authority, just saying that they support the decision and stand by what WADA has said.
And what about letting Russian Olympians compete under a neutral flag? Like, how can they prove that they weren't taking banned substances?
I think it will be incredibly hard given how cloudy Russia's history is, but I think it's very fair that they do have a chance to be able to prove themselves. I'm not entirely clear on how they do that. That process hasn't been outlined as of yet, but it will be handled by the World Anti-Doping Authority.
Right, and some athletes claim that they didn't realise they'd been taking banned substances. I mean, just earlier this year, we saw several Australian athletes caught up in a few doping scandals. Is it possible for athletes to ingest these kind of substances without knowing?
Yeah, inadvertent doping is quite easy, given that there is things like protein powders and things that aren't batch tested that's also found in food products in Australia, like your protein bars and Bliss balls, and also just how ready available it is to walk into a supplement store or a supermarket and buy a non-batch tested supplement.
So in light of that, what kind of steps can athletes take to minimise that kind of risk?
There's quite a few. So the first one would be just to make sure that you're only taking a batch tested product. So you can check that through the ASADA website, or they have a free app, or websites such as HASTA or Inform Sport are the companies that batch test the products. So ensure that any medication or supplement that you do take is batch tested. You can also look on the ASADA website to check their list of banned substances, and then seeking further advice from a sports dietitian or a sports physician as well, and just educating yourself around what's banned and what companies do batch test and which products particularly are batch tested.
And looking at the kind of wider impact of this sanction on Russia, how do you think that it'll affect young Australian athletes that are seeing this play out?
I mean, hopefully it just gives them the wake-up call that taking supplements can be dangerous. You really need to do it appropriately, and that supplements really are the sprinkles on top of the icing on top of the cake. So unless you have proper nutrition and training and that there, the supplements aren't going to help, and that you do need to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Don't put anything in your mouth that you aren't 100% sure doesn't contain banned substances.
I think that is definitely a good advice for anyone, not just athletes. Demi, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, my pleasure.
That was a sports dietitian from the AIS, Australian Institute of Sport, Demi Patterson, chatting to us a bit more about this sanction on Russia. Now, Russia has 21 days to accept or appeal this decision, and Putin saying it's a political maneuver. I'm sure this story is far from over.